Hey neighbors, it's Miss Jessica, the girl next door. It is time for your Nosy Neighbor News for Monday, April 22nd, being brought to you by Excellent Educators. I am looking for the best teachers in the Carolinas. I've teamed up with my friends over at Walmart, and we're ready to honor some excellent educators. All you got to do is log on to power98fm.com right now and tell us in 98 words or less why your teacher is the best. Then during Teacher Appreciation Week, I'm going to be showing up at schools and surprising those teachers. Log on to power98fm.com right now and submit your excellent educator. Meek Mill has deleted his Instagram account. The rapper and activist took to Twitter to write, "No social media, all real life," even though Twitter is social media. Not sure what brought on the decision. Many think that Meek is taking the death of Nipsey Hussle pretty hard, as the two were working on a joint project. There is some good news, though. He did not delete his Twitter account. So if you're still looking for him, he's still over there on Twitter. A partnership between T.I., Scrap De Leon from Love & Hip Hop ATL, and New Birth Missionary Church helped release 23 first-time offenders from jail just before the Easter holiday. The church had a goal to raise $40,000 at the start of Lent and exceeded that goal, raising $120,000 to help bring 7 women and 16 men home. In addition to helping getting those people out of jail, the Bail Out program connects offenders with mentors and then helps set up college funds for their kids. John Singleton suffered a stroke. The director's family issued a statement saying, "Our beloved son and father, John Singleton, suffered a stroke while at the hospital. We ask for privacy and appreciate all of the prayers that have been pouring in from his friends, family, and colleagues." Singleton was the first Black filmmaker to receive an Oscar nomination for his movie, Boys in the Hood. He is currently in ICU. Things are underway on the set of Coming to America 2. Eddie Murphy, Arsenio Hall, and James Earl Jones are all said to be returning. Now, get this. In addition to all of them, Dave Chappelle is rumored to be in the movie. They say his character is going to be a guy by the name of Baba, who is an advisor to the king. There's also going to be a battle between Akeem's two children. One of them is a poor son in America, and the other one is an intelligent, natural-born leader, daughter. That's his daughter in Zumunda. Coming to America is slated for August 7th, 2020 as the release date. Happy birthday to Jack Nicholson, DJ Drama, and Sherry Shepherd. I'm Miss Jessica, the girl next door. That is your Nosy Neighbor News.
The neighborhood. Power 98.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.